on the floor. They're led by their head coach, Jason Leonard, in his second year as the head coach at the varsity level. 21 years at the Yale School District as well. He teaches fifth grade as well, and he's been coaching junior high, different grades as well, in JV teams. This is his second year, and so far, great success in the last couple years since he's taken the helm. They are 9-1 overall. Yale Bulldog girls 5-0 in Blue Water Area Conference play. They're going to look to go to 6-0 and try to stay even with Armada, who is playing also as well tonight. Alyssa Barr is another key player here for the Yale Bulldog girls. Through at least 8 game total, she has 58 points. Aubrey Churchill also with 36 points. Kim Martin through 8 games, 24 points. Ariel Runnels, also a major contributor to the team for the Yale Bulldog girls. Recently, in their win, a big league win over Emily City Spartan girls, 57-29. On Tuesday this past week, Sadie Dykstra had 19 points. Alyssa Barr with 14 points. Aubrey Churchill had 11 points in that game. Against Algonac on January 11th, a 51-11 win. Sadie Dykstra, 20 points. Alyssa Barr, 7 points. Kim Martin, 6 points as well. Their only loss of the season for the Yale Bulldogs came against Oxford, and they actually had a chance to tie it. Their shot hit the rim. It did not go in at the buzzer. They came up short, but they were in that game. Tough loss for Yale, but they learned a lot from it. That was a 42-44 loss. Their only loss for the Yale Bulldogs in that game. Sadie Dykstra, 20 points. Alyssa Barber, 13 points. Kim Martin with 5 points in that game. Against Humber Beach, familiar foe. We covered them back in our first game of coverage. The Yale Bulldog girls defeating the Humber Beach Pirate girls 46-26 in that game. Sadie Dykstra, 23 points. Kim Martin, 8 points. Alyssa Barr with 7 points. Over the holiday break, December 23rd, they played against Alpena. Sadie Dykstra had 23 points in that game. Aubrey Churchill had 4 3-pointers. 4 3-pointers. 16 points total. Kim Martin with 5 points. Alyssa Barr with 4 points. And Ariel Runnels with 4. Another league game here. Back on December 20th against North Branch Bronco girls. It was a 43-33 win for the Yale Bulldog girls. Sadie Dykstra, 18 points in that game. Ariel Runnels, 11 points. Alyssa Barr with 8 points. Against Almont, another early league division play and win for Yale. Got a 46-33 win back on December 17th. Sadie Dykstra, 32 points in that game. Alyssa Barr had 8 points. Another league win over Richmond, 58-32 back on December 12th. Sadie Dykstra with 38 points. I do believe that's her most in a game. Aubrey Churchill, 9 points. Alyssa Barr with 5 points. And Sadie Dykstra had 26 points against St. Clair, which was a win, 57-37. And their first win of the season was against Macomb Lutheran North, 51-24. Sadie Dykstra of Yale also had 26 points to lead the Yale Bulldogs in scoring. She is led in every week so far in scoring, pretty much, for the Yale Bulldogs through 10 games. They are 9-1 overall. They look to go and stay undefeated in league play. Going to be tough against this Crosby-Lexington Pioneer team that has also been playing well. Their lone loss was against Armada. We'll talk about Crosby-Lexington after our next commercial break. Armada themselves tonight, they're in action hosting North Branch tonight. So here we are, the Yale Bulldogs 9-1, 5-0 in league play. We'll be right back and talk about the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers, what they've done the last couple games here on WBGV 92.5, high school girls basketball action. We'll be right back on WBGV, and we're streaming online at CNLACBroadcasting.com.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support CrosLex. We support our community.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy 1 free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS tech team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky.
The head coach, Caitlin Noe, in her fourth season, along with co-coach, formerly Rebecca Odin, now Rebecca Bricker, both co-head coaches, said against Armada, they were terrible at the free throws. 8 of 25 of free throws against Armada. They were down 16, 17 points. They came back in that game, but not making those free throws. Only 8 out of 25 was a key in their loss against Armada. Pretty guaranteed they were working on their free throws after that game. But then they bounced back this past week with a win at Algonac, 58-34. Crosby Lexington Pioneers, key players also. We got to talk about Emma Null. She scored 11 points in the first half against Port Huron coming off the holiday break. Millie Persig and Mackenzie Dennison each added 10 points to help offset Port Huron with the win. They improved to 5-0 in the season with that game. Crosby Lexington Pioneer girls here against hosting Yale Bulldogs. After this game, they'll have North Ranch on the 23rd, so at least a six-day break after that to try to improve their game. Not that they need too much improvement, but there's always room for improvement, right? All right, we'll come back after this week in MHSAA, this week in high school sports with our MHSAA. We'll take another commercial break, get ready for tip-off, national anthem, and also our list of games going on in the area. We'll be right back here on 92.5.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination, Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers in the game.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
The number of registered officials continues to grow, and we check out how the MHSAA's website got started. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Each week during this segment, we direct you to check out our website, MHSAA.com, to stay up to date on everything high school sports in Michigan. But what's the origin of MHSAA.com? How did it get started? The initial version went live in 1996 on the AOL network. And don't you miss hearing that dial-up connection tone from that era. The first official version of MHSAA.com went live a year later in 1997. Originally, the website was a place for school administrators to find resources on sportsmanship and to schedule games. and about 400 people a day visited the site in its early stages. In 2011, a section of the website titled Second Half was launched. This added fan-focused editorial content like feature stories, game previews, finals recaps, photo galleries, and more. With the advent of the second half, the number of annual visitors grew to about 27 million. And just a couple of years ago, in 2022, the website underwent its latest change, merging the administrative content with that of the second half into one cohesive website designed for easier navigation on mobile devices, and that's the website you see now. Annual traffic now hovers around 40 million views. You want to read more on the evolution of MHSAA.com? Then, you guessed it, check out the story at MHSAA.com. Each week this year, Jeff Kimmerly looks back at how the MHSAA has changed over its first 100 years. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Frankie Moose Sr. Liam Little rolled a 300 game in a win over Essexville Garber, the second 300 game in Frankie Moose history. Belding's Allison Rockburn, she won over 1,000 career points in a win over Comstock Park. And to the Kingsford wrestling team, who won their own tournament, the Ray Mariucci Invite, for the first time since 1993.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the basketball court today for You Make the Call. Players from Team A and Team B are running down the sideline, chasing after a loose ball. While trying to get around his opponent, Player A's momentum takes him out of bounds for two or three steps. He then steps back in bounds and grabs the ball. Is this legal? Yes, it is legal, provided the player establishes position in bounds before touching the ball. A player may step out of bounds, but as long as they establish themselves in bounds before touching the ball, they can legally play the ball. If the player were to touch the ball while still out of bounds, however, the play would be whistled dead and possession would be awarded to the opposing team.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In 2024, the number of registered MHSAA officials was up, and that's an increase in the number of officials for the fourth straight year. A handful of individual sports saw big increases, like baseball, basketball, football, soccer, and volleyball. To help recruit and retain officials, the MHSAA has provided membership in the National Association of Sports Officials. Membership gives officials expanded insurance coverages, access to professional services and development, and a subscription to an MHSAA-focused referee magazine. But there's still a need for more. Becoming an official is a great way to stay involved in sports, earn extra money, and stay in shape. If you're interested, go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials for more information. Without officials, it's just practice. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 2025, the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back. Here are starters as we get back to ready for tip-off here. The Yale Bulldog girls at the Cross elected to Pioneer girls. Your starters for the Yale Bulldog girls. Number 0, Aubrey Churchill. Number 4, star player here for Yale, Sadie Dykstra. Stephanie Strink. That'll be Sadie Dykstra, number 4. Other starters, we have Ariana Keller, number 22. Alyssa Barr, number 23. Kimberly Martin, number 24. Again, Aubrey Churchill and Sadie Dykstra, your starters for Yale. For the Crosby Lexington Pioneer girls, number 2, Emma Noe. Number 4, Brooke Bowlesby. Number 5, Ella McMillan. Number 21, Melody Persig. And number 32, Mackenzie Dennison, the senior for the Crosby Lexington Pioneer girls. As you get ready here for tip-off, tip-off is picked up and won by the Yale Bulldogs. Sadie Dykstra in the middle of the circle for the jump ball against Brooke Bowlesby. And number 24 with the dribble, Kimberly Martin, the starter here for the Yale Bulldogs. Over to Dykstra to the right wing. Passes it in. Shot from the right, low block, no good. Rebound picked up by the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Number 21, Melody Persig. Fast break play, a shot, a tip on number 5 with a miss by Ella McMillan. Rebound picked up by Sadie Dykstra for the Yale Bulldog girls. Drives to the basket for 2, lays it up. 2-0 for the Yale Bulldog girls to lead at the 7:20 mark. That was to the left side of the glass. Yale moving, running up into the floor from right to left on your radio dial. Blocked by Dykstra after the shot tip by Dennison. She falls on the floor and able to pass it off to number 24, Kimberly Martin. She'll dribble over to the right side of the floor and hold up. Pass up top to the point to Sadie Dykstra for the Yale Bulldogs. They lead 2-0. Moves over to the right side. Pass cross court to Martin. Left corner for 3. Airballs that one and picks it up for the rebound. The Pioneer girls trying to get a fast break themselves, and it goes over the table, over the head of number 4, Brooke Bowlesby, with a fast break play attempt. Will be Yale Bulldogs ball from the far side baseline. Inbounds pass from number 22, Ariana Keller, to Kim Martin with the dribble at the point guard position. With 6.5 to go, Yale Bulldog girls lead 2-0. Pass over to number 0, Aubrey Churchill. Up top, number 23, to Alyssa Barr. And back to Sadie Dykstra after a pick set attempt there by number 22. Ariana Keller, she goes for 3, good. No, make that 2, long shot 2 by Keller. It is 4-0, Yale Bulldog girls lead 6. 0-5 to go and counting. Pioneer girls with the dribble. Passes it into number 5 to Noe. Noe's double team at the right low block, or left low block. It's knocked out of bounds by Dykstra from behind. We're still Crosby Lexington Pioneer girls ball from the baseline, left side of the glass, with the inbounds pass. They get it into Dennison, Mackenzie Dennison for Crosby. Long shot for 2, left corner, rebound by Crosby, but picked up in loose ball after a missed attempt by Melody Persig, and Yale Bulldogs with the ball. Dykstra with it. Pass over to Alyssa Barr. Up top to Martin now. She'll go for a long shot for 3 from the top of the point. No good. Rebound number 32, Mackenzie Dennison for the Pioneer girls. Persig passes it in over to the left side. Back up top to Dennison. Tries to go to left elbow into the paint. This is it off to Noe for a short 2-point shot. No good from the left corner. Rebound picked up by number 23, Alyssa Barr. Driving to the right lane basket. Up for 2. Hits underneath the backboard. And recovered for the rebound defensively by Crosby Lexington. Shot for 3 in the fast break attempt. Good by number 2. From the left side, Emma Noe. And it is the first point score for Croswell. At the 4:48 mark, it's 4-3. Up for 2 herself on the left side of the glass after a pass. Number 23 knocks it in for two, Alyssa Barr. And the Bulldogs take an extender lead by three, 6-3. Brooke Bowlesby, a pass over into the high post to Ella McMillan. Now over to the left side, the number 21, Melody Persig. Back to Dennison. She'll drive to the right side of the glass for two. Hits the rim, no good. Pulling down the rebound, number 23, Alyssa Barr. Over to Dykstra. Dykstra, right side of the glass. Up for two with a pump handle, and no good. But she gets back her own rebound and knocks it in. 8-3. Timeout called. 3:51. Yale with the lead. We'll be right back.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing, all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
Coming out of the timeout, Croswell Lexington Pioneers turn the ball over. Just miscommunication from Dennison going to Persig. But right there, Dennison steals it right back against Yale. Goes to the paint, up for two, draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line for the first free throws for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers in the game. It's 8-3. Yale Bulldog girls lead, 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Mackenzie Dennison at the free throw line for Croswell. First free throw is good. 8-4 now. 3:32. Second free throw attempt. That went up and no good. Rebound almost recovered by Croswell. We'll have a substitution. Kim Martin will come back in the game. And coming out is number 22, Ariana Keller. Inbounds pass from the far side. No full court pressure. 8-4. 4-point lead for Yale. Martin with the dribble for the Yale Bulldog girls. Pass over to the right side. To Aubrey Churchill. To Dykstra. Number 15 in the game. A bounce pass into the paint. Up for two by Barr, no good. But Yale still has the rebound. Barr with it, a cross-court pass. And both players didn't go for the ball. Inadvert turnover there by Yale. Number 15 in the game here. That is Arielle Runnels, who scored some points. A couple substitutions here for Croswell Lexington. Number 4 and number 11 coming in. Brooke Bowlesby coming back in at number 11. Natalie Holes. Mackenzie Dennison on the floor along with Savannah Krampitz, who has a brace on her leg on the right. Coming into the game will be a jump ball called here. It'll stay in favor of Croswell Lexington Pioneers. From the right sideline, inbounds pass from Dennison. Into Savannah Krampitz. Dishes it off to the right corner to Brooke Bowlesby. Bowlesby over to Persig. And back to Krampitz. And up top to Mackenzie Dennison. 2:35 to go. It's 8-4. Yale Bulldog girls leads across with Lexington Pioneer girls. A little bit of a backdoor pass. They can't connect. Stolen away by Kim Martin as that pass was intended for Persig. Triple double team on Martin. And a foul is called apparently on the Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. That foul number 11. Her first, Natalie Holes. Each team has one foul so far in this first quarter. 2:20 in the first quarter left and counting. 8-4, Yale with the lead. Kimberly Martin being defended by Krampitz closely. Bounce pass to the right side of the city, Dykstra. Looks like woman-to-woman defense applied by the Pioneer girls. Dykstra leans in, passes it off to the right corner. Cross-court pass over to the left side. We have a whistle called. And I think it's a three-second call. So the turnover on the Yale Bulldogs. Three-second call called, and it'll be Pioneer girls ball from the far side baseline to throw it in. 2:02 to go. It's 8-4. Yale with the lead. With the dribble, Mackenzie Dennison at the top of the point. To the right wing to Persig. Pick set by number 11, Natalie Hose. Persig will hold up. Back to Hose. Hose in the free throw line. Passes it off to Krampus. Krampus falls. And it's, I do believe we have an injury here. She did have a brace on her right leg, and I think she'll get up. And she'll have to come out. Tough to see. But she'll get up on her own court walking off. And it'll be number 4 coming back in, Brooke Bowlesby. And number 2 actually coming in, Emma Null as well. Dennison to get it in. He's got to get in before the 5-second call, and does to Persig. But Dennison for 3. Left corner. Good. It is 8-7. 3-point shot by Dennison. 1:37 to go. Yale now leading by 1. 3-point shot for Yale. No good. Attempted by number 15. Ariel Reynolds. Rebound. Croswell Lexington. They're down by 1. Going for 3. Left corner. No good. By Emma Noll. Put back attempt by Persig, no good. She gets her own rebound and throws it up top to Dennison with 1:13 to go. It's 8-7, 1-point lead for Yale. Hands it off to Persig. Persig down the right lane, look away pass. Holes with a bounce pass, but taken away by Sadie Dykstra with a steal with under a minute to go. Dykstra going by herself into the paint. She is triple teamed. It'll be a foul away from the ball. On number 2, I believe, or is it number 11? That's the second foul as a team. It's number 11 with a foul. Natalie Hose, her second of the game. Coming in is number 22, Ariana Keller for the Yale Bulldogs. And Natalie Hose will take a seat from the baseline on the right side of the glass to throw it in. Number 3 is in the game now, Rosalind Casey, the sophomore. A 10th grader. A little bit of confusion here. They had 6 players, and before she threw it in, Smartley told her to get off the floor for the Yale Bulldogs. From the baseline, to get the inbounds pass up over to Dykstra. Right wing for 3. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, last touched by Yale, Kim Martin. 50 seconds to go. It's 8-7. Number 0 will come off. Aubrey Churchill limping slightly. 49 seconds to go. It's Croswell Lexington ball from the far side to throw it in. 45 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. 8-7. 1-point lead for Yale. Persig with it. Bounce pass over to number 3, Rosalind Casey. Loose ball picked up. Good by Yale Bulldogs. Alyssa Barr over to Dykstra. Left side. Had a chance for 2. Goes up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Dykstra will get it. Turnaround jumper for 2. She is fouled. Took that shot. Short jumper from the left low block. It'll be the 3rd foul as a team. 24 seconds to go. It is a shooting foul. And this is the first free throws as a team for Yale. Sadie Dykstra on the line. First free throw up. Good. 9-7. Seconds to go here. Second free throw attempt here for Sadie Dykstra. That one up and hits the rim and goes in. 10-7. One possession lead by 3 for the Yale Bulldogs. Down to 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Persig with the ball. That makes actually Casey with the ball. Bounce pass. Driving to the glass. Up for 2. Draws the foul, I believe. Number 5 went for the right wing after the pass. From Casey, Ella McMillan goes for 2. She draws a foul, and it's a shooting foul. Each team has 3 fouls, and that's a foul for number 22, Ariana Keller. her first. First free throw up. Good. For Croswell Lexington Pioneers, number 5, Ella McMillan. 10-8 now. 13.5 seconds to go. Second free throw up. Good. 10-9, 1-point lead after the free throws by Croslex. 10 seconds to go here. Last second shot possibly. Sadie Dykstra for Yale with the dribble. Down to 5 seconds. She's at the point. Goes to the right side. Goes around Dennison. Takes a shot for 3. Hits the rim. No good. 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back here on WBGV.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
This is Todd Bowers with More Motors of Carroll. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. It's time for you to get more for your money with More Motors of Carroll. Now is your chance to get close to $15,000 off sticker on a new Ram truck. Get a 2025 Ram 1500 for less than $50,000 with qualifying rebates. Or how about a 2025 Chrysler Pacifica for less than $40,000? 2025 Jeep Compass Limited under $40,000. Get a 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited for less than $45,000. And a selection of Jeep Wranglers all for less than $50,000. At More Motors of Carroll, we value transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. Come see me, Todd Bowers, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll to be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years.
Coming back, big three-point shot by the Yale Bulldog girls to start off the second quarter, 13-9. Whistle was called. Looks like a charging foul on number 2 on Cross Lexington Pioneers, Emma Null. All right, 13-9. Open up with a three-pointer. Was the Yale Bulldog girls to start off the second quarter. Bulldogs with the ball from Martin over to Alyssa Barr now. Hands it off to Kim Martin at the point. Pass off to the left side to number 22. To Keller. Shot attempt there by Martin. No good. Rebound. Crosby Lexington Pioneers. Mackenzie Dennison with the ball now. She'll go to the left side of the glass. Up for 2. Draws the foul and knocks it in. Mackenzie Dennison with 2. And she was height mismatch there, but she made it over number 23, Alyssa Barr, 13-11. Dennison from Croslex. First free throw good and converts the three-point play. That's the first foul on Barr in this game. Yale Bulldogs come down with it. It is now 13-12, 1-point lead here for the Yale Bulldogs. Bounce pass left side, wide open bar for 2 from Sadie Dykstra. 15-12, 6:48 to go here in the first half, second quarter. Melody Persig, a pass over to Dennison inside at the right elbow, goes to the paint, takes a shot for 2, powers her way up, no good. Rebound picked up by Sadie Dykstra, left side of the floor, looking for a fast break play to number 0. She loses the ball, picked up and taken away by Persig. Aubrey Churchill loses the ball. Stolen back by Kimberly Martin after a cross pass attempt there by Croswell. Left side open for 2 up. Yes! Aubrey Churchill with the assist from Sadie Dykstra. She is fouled and tries to convert a three-point play. 17-12. 6:16 to go in the second quarter. Free throw up, and that one no good. Putback attempt, though, for the rebound by Yale. No good. And rebounded by number four, Brooke Bowlesby, for the Croslex to the Pioneers. 17-12, five-point lead for the Yale Bulldogs. Dennison with the ball. For Croswell down the left lane. Up for two. She is fouled. That'll be the second foul of this quarter from the baseline to take it out. Persig to throw it in for the Pioneers. And from the baseline, left side of the glass, throws it in quickly. Turnaround jumper with a one-hander by number 11. No good. Natalie Holes rebounded by Alyssa Barr. Throws it up to Sadie Dykstra of Yale. She'll go to the high post. Right elbow over to the right corner to Churchill. She rolls it over to Dykstra. Left side now to Alyssa Barr for three. Left wing hits the rim. Does not go in, and rebounded by number two, Emma Noh of Croswell Lexington. 17-12. Knocked out of bounds from behind by Martin. Still Pioneer girls ball. 5:35 to go in the second quarter. First half, 17-12. Yale with the lead. The Croswell Lexington Pioneer ball to take it out from the baseline, right side of the glass. Each team has two fouls as a team right now. From the baseline and over to the right corner to Natalie Hose. Up for two. Good. 17-14. Hose with a shot. 5:23 to go. Sadie Dykstra with it. Over to Churchill, to Martin in the right corner. Three-point range for the Yale Bulldogs. She'll move her way to the right side, to the point. Takes a shot for three. Hits the side of the glass, no good. Boxing out, picking up the rebound. Oh, loses the ball after a bounce backwards pass attempt from Natalie Hose, looking for Persig, and it'll be Yale Bulldog girls ball. Number 15 coming into the game here. Ariel Runnels in for Martin for Yale Bulldogs. 5:06 to go, 17-14 is your score. Yale with a three-point lead. And they'll have possession. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. Over to the right side. Long shot for two. Swish by number 15 coming into the game to score the points. Ariel Runnels, and it is 19-14. Shot attempt by Croswell. No good. Put back attempt by Holes for two. It rolls in. 19-16. Holes with a shot at the 4:42 mark. Yale still hanging on to the lead. 19-16 by three. To the high post. Back to Dykstra. Left side of the glass. Up for two. No good. But she will be fouled. Shooting foul and go to the line. Third foul's a team. It's the third foul for Natalie Holes as well for Croswell Lexington. Sadie Dykstra at the free throw line. First free throw up. That one is no good. Four and a half to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw does go in. There we go. 20-16. Cross a ball. And too high of an overhead pass for Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. Substitution comes in. Emma Null takes a seat. Coming in is number four, Brooke Bowlesby. Inbounds pass from 22. Ariana Keller into Sadie Dykstra. 4:19 to go and counting in the first half. It's 20-16. Four-point lead for Yale. Dykstra to the paint. Passes it over to the left side for three. Swish! And we have a timeout called. That was just a two-pointer, but a long two-point shot. Timeout called by Croswell. 4:07 to go, 22-16. Yale with the lead against Croswell Lexington girls.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support Croslex. We support our community.
Coming out of the timeout, 4:07 to go. Three-point shot was good. Or two-point. That was a two-point. Said they stepped on the line. 22-16. That was by Runnels. Crosby Lexington getting the inbounds pass. Persig with the point. She'll go to the right lane, loses the ball, and we'll have a jump ball in favor of Crosby Lexington underneath their own basket. 3:53 to go. It's 22-16. Yale Bulldog girls leading the Pioneers. Inbounds pass for Persig. Gets it in to number 5, Ella McMillan. Pass over to Dennison. Loses the ball. Taking it away by number 13. Driving to the basket. Up. An underhand shot left side. No good. After the steal by Lauren Fowler. Crosby Lexington. Sadie Dykstra takes the ball right back with a steal herself. And an errant error of a pass. Dykstra pumps it up for two. No good on the right side. Loose ball. Picked up. All by herself. She has a run. Dykstra comes up behind her. And a foul. Shot attempt by number 5, Ella McMillan. And the arm touched the other arm. Two-point free throw attempts. It'll be the fourth foul for Yale. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Ball free throws no good by Crosby Lexington. They get their own rebound, but then Yale comes down after a missed shot with the three-point shot, making it 25-16 by the Yale Bulldogs, number 22. From the top of the point, Ariana Keller. 2:45 to go. Whistle was called. We'll have another foul now on Yale Bulldogs. 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Commercial went a little long there for us to get this play in. Long shot for two on the inbounds pass. No good by number 4. Brooke Molesby rebound. Yale Bulldogs. Kim Martin with the dribble. She moves to the left side near the point. Over to the right side, to the right corner, to Churchill, back to Martin. Martin goes for three, left side, good! Another swish of a three, 28-16, three-point shot by Martin. Yale extends their lead, 28-16 by 12. Up for two, draws the foul in the middle of the paint by number 2, Emma No, and she'll go to the free throw line. We'll keep it right here. We don't want to miss this play like we did last one. .215 to go here in the first half. 28-16. Last two free throws by Kroslex were missed. First free throw attempt up and good. 28-17. Emma Noel with a second free throw attempt. Emma Noel. 28-17, yeah, with the lead. Second free throw up and good, too. Another swisher, 28-18, down to a 10-point lead. Martin in the inbounds pass with the dribble from number 13, Lauren Fowler. Martin with the dribble for Yale Bulldogs. Left side, three-point range. Bounce pass over the right side to Churchill. Back over to 15. Area. Runnels in, a long shot for three, rolls around the rim by Churchill, no good, rebounded by number 2, Emma No. Five fouls right now for Yale, by the way. To the right side, up for two, shot is blocked, picked up by Alyssa Barr at the miss attempt by number 12. The fifth quarter player, Penelope Persig, for Crosby Lexington Pioneers. The other fifth quarter players will be Riley No, and also Valerie Bird. Martin pitches it in the middle of the paint. driving to the basket is Dykstra, or actually Alyssa Barr, and she'll draw the foul underneath the basket. She was double or triple teamed underneath, and somebody picks up the foul. That would be number 32, Mackenzie Dennison, with her first foul of the game. Cross Electington has four fouls as a team in this quarter. Second quarter, 1:26 to go, 28-18. 10-point lead for Yale, and our first free throw attempt, good. By Alyssa Barr, 29-18. 1:26 to go. Second free throw attempt. Up and good. Another swisher, 30-18. Barr making both free throws for the Yale Bulldog girls. 1:26 to go in the first half. 30-18 is your score. 12-point lead by Yale with 1:20 and counting. Cross Lexington, Mackenzie Dennison with a dribble to the left side. Left low block into the paint. Turnaround jumper against the back of the glass. Does not roll in. Rebounded by number 13, Lauren Fowler. She'll pass it over to number 22, Ariana Keller. She'll lose a handle on the ball as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Cross Lexington Pioneer girls ball with 1:07 to go. 30-18 is your score. With the dribble, Mackenzie Dennison to the right side. To Persig. Back into the paint, down the left, right lane after the pass by number 12. Penelope Persig. And Dennison draws a foul. Going for the shot attempt. Really didn't, but there's six fouls now in this quarter. So now they'll automatically be going to the free throw line for two. First free throw here for Dennison, up and good. Swisher, 30-19. Free throw good. With 1 minute to go in the first half. Second free throw attempt. That one up and good as well. 30-20. Again, the 10-point lead after the free throws made. Yale Bulldogs with the ball. We have a timeout called. We'll be right back.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right, free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
Welcome back. Bounce pass after the timeout called by Yale. A little bit of pressure there by Crosby Lexington. City Dykstra escapes Mackenzie Dennison, now being defended by Persig at the point. Dykstra to the right. A pick set by Barr. Dykstra can't escape, though. A good switch up on defense by the Crosby Lexington Pioneers. The focus on Dykstra. She'll hang on to the ball and continue to dribble with 30 seconds to go and counting. They lead by 10, 30-20. Dykstra with the dribble again to the point. Right lane will pull back out to the right wing. Looking for a hole for space or someone open. Down to 20 seconds here in the first half. Still with the dribble. Broke some ankles there. She slips herself. She'll go to the high post. Pitches it off to the left side for a long shot for two. No good. Rebounded with 10 seconds to go by Cross Lexington Pioneers. Emma No. She'll go to the high post for two. Oh, does not go in. Rebounded. And caught for traveling, falling to her floor on her knee after getting the ball. Good hustle by Brooke Bowlesby, but turns the ball over 1.7 seconds to go here. Yale ball, and that will end the half. Long shot. No good there with a half-court attempt by Aubrey Churchill. It is 30-20 at the half. Yale Bulldog girls with the lead against Croslex Pioneer girls. Highly anticipated matchup here in Blue Water Area League action. 30-20. Yale Bulldog girls leading the Cross Lexington Pioneer girls. We'll be right back. Our halftime report in our commercial break. In our list of games going on in the area as well here on WBGV 92.5 FM for Friday night high school basketball on this January 17th, 2025.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers, in the game.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has a 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County. It's nice to know that there's a place you can go for your favorite hot eats and cool treats at a price that won't break your budget. It's the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky. Right now, you can take advantage of the DQ's great $7 meal deals. Get the DQ's original cheeseburger, fries, soft drink, and small sundae for just $7. Or a three-piece chicken strip basket, fries, soft drink, and small sundae, also $7. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10. Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m. Call 810-648-3301. Order the DQ cake today.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
All right, welcome back here at the half. It is the Yale Bulldog girls with the 30-20 lead. They led at the end of the first quarter 10-9. In fact, they had a pretty good substantial lead there early on, 4-0, 8-3. Roswell Lexington continued to chip away, but good scoring run here in the second quarter for the Yale Bulldogs, a lead by 10. 8 of 11 for free throws are the Roswell Lexington Pioneer girls for free throw shooting. 5 for 6 for the Yale Bulldog girls in the first half for free throw shooting. Your point leaders right now, your leading scorers of the first half. 8 points for Aubrey Churchill. She's got 2 threes. 7 for Sadie Dykstra for Yale. 6 points for Alyssa Barr. 4 points for Ariel Runnels. Kimberly Martin with 3 and 2 for Ariana Keller. For the Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. 9 points for Mackenzie Dennison. She's got 1-3. Natalie Holes with 4. 5 for Emma Null and 2 for Ella McMillan. Those are your leading scores. We'll be right back here for second half action.
Get more for your money with More Motors of Cairo. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. The temperatures have dropped and so have our prices. We have a wide selection of brand new SUVs from Ford, Jeep, Chrysler that are all under $40,000. And we're not talking base models. Get a 25 Ford Escape Platinum with up to $5,000 off sticker. 24 Ford Bronco Big Bend or Outer Banks. 25 Jeep Compass Limited, all under $40,000. Up to $7,000 off sticker on brand new 25 Ford F-150s and a selection of Jeep Wranglers, all for less than $50,000. The best part? Unlike other dealers, we take pride in transparency, fair deals, and realistic trade offers. There's plenty of dealers out there that will say anything just to get people in the door. I've been in the business for 30 years, and I became known as the King of Cars by taking care of my customers. So come see me, Denny, the King of Cars, or any of our staff at More Motors of Carroll. Be treated fairly and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll for 60 years, or check us out on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the pioneers and their victories. We support CrosLex. We support our community.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Cairo, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
All right, 30-20, Yale Bulldog girls leading the Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. 30-20 at the half, Yale leading Croswell Lexington in high school girls basketball. Our list of games, you can go to our website at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Go to our sports section. The list of games for Friday night basketball tonight going on in our coverage area, the Big Thumb Conference and Blue Water Area Conference and girls basketball. Our game right now, Yale at Croswell Lexington, North Branch at Armada, and Richmond is at Emily City. Boys basketball, it's Richmond at Emily City, Sandusky at Ubley, and boys basketball action tonight. KPEC at Harbor Beach, Marlette at Brown City, Memphis at Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Millington at Reese, Bad Axe at Elkton, Pigeon, Mayport Lakers, Unionville Seabourne at Vassar, Carroll at Cass City, Kingston at Peck, Dryden at Deckerville, North Huron at Caseville, and Mayville is at Bay City All Saints. In high school hockey, Thumb Area Legion is playing tonight, right now as we speak. Troy United is playing at Thumb Area Legion at the hockey rink at the Sanilac County 4-H Fairgrounds. That's our list of games. You can go to our website, sanilacbroadcasting.com. Go to the sports section on our website as well. We'll be right back for second half action. It is 30-20. The Yale Bulldog girls leading the Croswell Lexington Pioneers in high school girls basketball on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at sanilacbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link.
Mackenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner Center delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient, with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. McKenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mckenziehealth.org/MRI.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Starting off the second half, third quarter action. Yale Bulldogs will open up a possession. They're moving from left to right in a radio dial. Dykstra with the ball at their right wing, pitches it into Barr. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by number 2, Emma No. Hands it over to Mackenzie Dennison. Over to the left side and left corner for Ella McMillan. Back to Persig. Back up top to Emma Noll, number 2 for the Pioneers. They're down 30-20 here in the third quarter. Three-point shot. Good by Ella McMillan. 30-23. Three-point shot. 7:05 to go. McMillan with that one. Yale Bulldogs with the ball now. Kim Martin goes to the point. Pitches it into the high post to Dykstra. Left elbow. Back over to Martin. Long shot for 2. No good. Rebounded. It'll be a jump ball. And it'll be Crosby-Lexington ball after the jump ball. It's 30-23. 7-point lead for Crosby-Lexington. McMillan making a 3-point shot. The last possession, stolen away by Sadie Dykstra. She's going to race to the basket, loses momentarily, up for 2, good for 2. Sadie Dykstra. First point scored by Yale, it's 32-23. 6:15 to go. And up for 2 in the middle of the paint. With the attempt by Dennison. Dennison with another putback attempt, and she'll draw the foul and go to the free throw line. For free throws in the first half, 8 of 11 for Crosby-Lexington. Much better than they were against Armada. First free throw attempt by Mackenzie Dennison. This one up, and that is good. Now has 10 points on the game, 32-24. 6:01 to go. Second free throw attempt here by Mackenzie Dennison. That one up, no good. And it will be rebounded by the Yale Bulldogs. Sadie Dykstra with it. Goes for 2, long shot from the left wing, no good. Rebounded by number 2, Emma Noll. Noll quickly up the floor to number 4, Brooke Molesby. Back to Noll for 3! Number 2, Emma Noll for 3. It is 32-27 now. Noll with her 3-point shot. 5:25 to go. Driving to basket, left corner, up for 2. Good! By Sadie Dykstra. 34-27. Back to the 7-point lead. Dennison down the left lane. Up for 2. Good by Dennison. 34-29. Trading shots right now on the floor by both teams. It is 34-29. Yale with the lead still. They've maintained the lead throughout the whole game. Sadie Dykstra with the ball now. Pulls back. Goes to the point. Now into the middle of the paint. Lays it up for 1. No good. Rebounded. Pulled down by Mackenzie Dennison for the rebound. Fast break play attempt here for number 4, Brooke Posey, a pass over to the right side for three. Another three attempt by no good, and they'll fight for the rebound, or actually the loose ball. It'll be a jump ball in favor of Cross Lexington Pioneer girls, as number 15 had a hand on it. Ariel Runnels, a 4:35 to go in the third quarter. 34-29 is your score. Yale Bulldog girls hanging on to this lead. Sadie Dykstra after the inbounds pass with the dribble. Throws it over the left side. Bounce pass over to the right to number 22. Ariana Keller. Hands it off to Sadie Dykstra. In the three-point range, right side. Pulls back up. Persig, close defense on her. Pass over to number 15. Runnels, long shot for three. Good by number 22. Ariana Keller for three. 37-29. Powers her way up for two. Mackenzie Dennison with a two-point shot over the height. Disadvantage for two. 37-31. 3:56 to go. Within six. Free throw attempt. Good. Choked it and convert the three-point play. 37-32, the three-point play by Dennison. Yale Bulldogs ball. Dykstra over to left corner. Pitches it back out to the right. To Churchill, the freshman, by the way, starting. Dykstra to the paint to Alyssa Barr. Nice. Passing the ball around. Good. Long shot for two from the left corner. By number 15, it looked like. Ariel Runnels. Her first points in the second half. Nice pass to the right side. Number five with the two. McMillan receiving the pass. It is 39-34. And Yale will call the timeout to slow it down a bit and regroup. With 3:13 to go, it's 39-34, five-point lead for the Yale Bulldogs with 3:13 to go in the first.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
Coming out of the timeout, Yale calls a timeout. 3:13 to go. No half possession. Sadie Dykstra with a dribble. Bounce pass to the right elbow to Ariana Keller. Keller will dribble out. Pass back to Sadie Dykstra around the perimeter. We're under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back to Keller to the right wing. Pass up top now to Churchill. To Dykstra. She'll go down the baseline. Into the paint. She'll draw the foul. It'll be the first foul for Croswell in this quarter. They'll take it out from the baseline. Foul her fourth on number 11. Natalie Holes, and she'll come out. Coming in is Rosalind Casey, number three in for substitution. Dykstra getting the handoff pass. Pitches it into the middle of the paint. Loses the ball. Was Barr, and picking it up is number three, Rosalind Casey, the sophomore. Hands it off to Dennison with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Dennison holds up at the left elbow to the high post. Pass off to Persig. Persig down the right lane. Pitches it over to left side. But ball is disrupted but saved. Long shot for three. Hits the rim, no good. By Casey and rebounded by Sadie Dykstra. Sadie Dykstra looking for a lane. She'll go to the high post. Pulls back out in three-point range. Moves into the paint. Pushes. off the elbow there, and I think it'll be a foul on Croswell. Pioneer Girls said, hey, she kind of pushed up on the elbow there, but it'll be two fouls apiece. Second foul, number 32, Mackenzie Dennison. Inbounds pass for number 22 for Yale. Inbounds over to the left side for three. Hits the top of the back of the glass, and turnover by Yale after the three-point attempt by Ariel Reynolds. It'll be Cross-Lexington ball. 2:04 to go. Mackenzie Dennison with the dribble for the Pioneers. 39-34, Yale with a five-point lead here in the third quarter. Persig with the ball to the right corner to Dennison. Dennison pitches it into the paint. Right low block. Shot attempt by Ella McMillan, and she has fouled with a shot attempt. The whistle is called beyond Alyssa Barr, I believe. It'll be her second foul, and the third foul is the team in this quarter, and it'll be a shooting foul for Ella McMillan to go to the free throw line. First free throw up. That one is good. 39-35, within four now. Second free throw attempt is good by McMillan. We believe she has 7 points in this game. 39-36. Free throws by McMillan. One possession lead for Yale. Long shot for three. Left corner, no good by Keller. Last touch by Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Persig couldn't grab it. It'll be Yale Bulldogs ball. Still underneath their own basket, right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in the Dykstra right corner. She'll go to the paint, takes a short jumper for two, hits the side of the rim, no good. Save by Barr. Over to Churchill for three, left corner, no good. Rebounded by Mackenzie Dennison. Runs her way up to the left side, passes it over in the middle, but stolen away by Churchill. That pass was intended for number five, McMillan. Driving the basket for two, no good by Barr. McMillan picks it up. Dennison all by herself, up for a layup for two, no good. Easy shot missed. And we rebounded by the Yale Bulldogs after the miss. Dykstra with it. With a minute left here in the third quarter, 39-36. 3-point lead here for Yale against Croswell Lexington, who chipped away here and got within three in this third quarter. They were down 10 at the half. Dykstra being closely guarded and defended by Persig. Dykstra with the dribble around the perimeter, making some moves, goes to the left side, left corner, drives to the glass, takes a shot for two, draws the foul, and she'll go to the line for two. I'm going to say this might be the first free throw attempts for Yale in the second half. I could be wrong. First free throw up. That one is good by Dykstra. No, this is the second free throw attempt for them. She did have a three-point play. 40-36. Two possession lead now. 36 seconds to go. Second free throw attempt is good. 41-36. Yeah, with the lead. 30 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Dykstra with the free throws. Pass over to number three, Casey. Casey go over to the bounce pass to the right side. Intended for Dennison. Stolen away by the Yale Bulldogs with the reach in steal. And Dykstra with the dribble after getting the pass. Down to 10 seconds to go here. Maybe for a last second shot attempt. She's looking for a lane, looking for some space. She'll drive to the basket. Up for two. Jumper for two. It does not go in. Put back a tip by Barr. No good. And that's where we'll end. Last second shot off the side and no good for Croswell Lexington. But they, Yale Bulldogs, hang on. 41-36. Our final fourth quarter coming up. 5-point lead for Yale. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, Now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Our final fourth quarter coming your way. Yale with the lead, 41-36. End of the third as we start the fourth. They'll start off a possession, inbounds pass for Croswell Lexington. Mackenzie Dennison with the dribble, being defended by Martin. Dennison will move to the left side, to the left low block, goes underneath the basket, bounce pass to the right side, open for a long shot for two, no good. Rebounded ball, saved by Croswell Lexington, and taking a shot is number four, Brooke Mosby, and she'll draw the foul from the left side for the short left corner, one-handed pump for a two-point shot attempt. She'll go to the line for her free throws. First free throw up. That one is good. First point scored here. 41-37 in the fourth quarter. First point scored by Croslex with a free throw. 7:42 to go. Second free throw, no good. 41-37. Rebounded by Yale. Churchill from the right corner underneath the basket. Pass over to the left side. Almost goes out of bounds. She'll save it, but it goes into the hands of Emma Null for Croswell Lexington by the Bulldogs. To Persig, right corner. Back to Emma Null, number two, to the right wing. With a dribble right side down the baseline. Null takes an underhand shot attempt. No good, but the ball is loose. Last touch by Yale, I believe, and it'll be Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls' ball. With the ball, inbounds pass up top to Emmanuel for Croswell Lexington. Down to 7 minutes to go in the game. Dennison in the middle of the paint, up for two, good. Mackenzie Dennison. 41-39, the closest now here for Croswell Lexington. It'll be a timeout called, 6:52 to go. Timeout called, two-point shot by Dennison for Croswell Lexington. Oh. We'll keep it right here. Next week, our games of the week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, girls basketball. We return to the Big Thumb Conference. It'll be the Sandusky Wolf Girls at the Brown City Green Devil Girls. Friday night, same teams in boys basketball. Sandusky Wolf Boys at the Brown City Green Devil Boys. Both teams, our first look at them for this season. It'll be our second look at Sandusky Wolf Girls in league action of the Big Thumb Conference. Tune in to Tuesday Sports Line on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, and streaming online for a recap of this past week's action and other sports with Mike Gallagher of the St. Lake County News, 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. Inbounds pass coming out of the timeout for Yale. They lead by two, 41-39, 6:48 to go. Kim Martin with it. Pass up top to Alyssa Barr. Pitching into Dykstra, but no. Errant pass, double team on Dykstra, and the steal by Emma No. Over to Dennison with the dribble now for Croswell Lexington. They have a chance to tie it or take the lead. Dennison up for two, draws the foul, but does not make the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line for two. That's the first foul in this quarter. That's the second foul, that is, for Yale in this quarter. No foul so far for Croswell Lexington. Free throw attempt here. All important free throws. Hurt them. Only making 8 out of 25 against Armada. This one good. Right, Mackenzie Dennison. 41-40 now. Right, Dennison's free throws. She made the last two as well. 6:32. Second free throw attempt to try to tie it. Up and good. It's tied up. Our first tie of the game. The free throw good Denison with a tie. It's 41-41, all tied up. Sadie Dykstra for Yale with the dribble. 6:20 to go in the game. The Cross-Lexington Pioneer girls come back and tie it up. Pass over to Churchill from Dykstra. Aubrey Churchill pass over to Sadie Dykstra, right wing, three-point range. Pick set by Barr. She'll pass it back to Barr. Up for two, no good. Rebound, saved by Yale. A whistle was called. We'll have a foul in the paint. And it looks like it will be on Croswell Lexington. Free throw attempts with 6:02 to go by the Yale Bulldogs. 41-41, all tied up. Number 22 on the free throw line. Good for the first free throw attempt for number 22, Ariana Keller. 42-41, makes the first one. Second free throw, good. 43-41, both free throws by Yale. Ariana Keller to make those free throws. Cross-Lexington team with the ball. It's 43-41. Long shot for three. No good by Noel. Rebounded by Denison. Defended by Dykstra. She'll turn around and get around her body from the right to the left side for two. Ties it back up. 43-43. Our second tie of the game. Denison with the two-point shot. She is having a heck of a game tonight. Leading scorer here for Cross-Lexington by far. 5.5 to go in the game. It's 43-43. Yale with the ball. With the dribble, Alyssa Barr hands it off to Churchill. Churchill to the high post. Holds up. Over to Keller. Hands it off to number 15, Ariel Reynolds. Reynolds to Churchill for two. Put back attempt by Keller. No good. Underneath the basket, we'll have a jump ball in favor of the Yale Bulldogs underneath their own basket. 5:10 to go in the game. It's 43-43. Coming in substitution is Natalie Holes. I think she has three or four fouls in the game. She comes in for number four, Brooke Bowlesby. From the baseline to throw it in. Keller inbounds up top to Alyssa Barr. Hands it out to Sadie Dykstra with 5 minutes to go in the game. It's 43-43, all tied up. Yale Bulldogs with the ball on their side of the floor. Over to Runnels. Runnels into the paint. She is fouled as she throws the pass over to Alyssa Barr, looking for a shot at the right low block, and she'll go to the free throw line for her free throws. 43-43. Foul on number two, Emma Noe, her first foul of the game. Two fouls for each team right now. Kim Martin looks like about to come back in here for Yale. First free throw up and good. 44-43 now. Free throw good by Barr of Yale. 4:53, second free throw up, and that one is good too. 45-43. Game could be one on the line here tonight. 4:50 to go. It's 45-43. Denison up for two, left side. Her sweet spot tonight. Good. It's 45-45. Six straight points here by Mackenzie Denison to tie it up again. 4.5 to go in the game. Loose ball. Foul on Yale. It will be Cross-Lexington Pioneer ball. Kim Martin gets called for the foul. And it's 45-45. All tied up. Cross-Lexington has a chance to take the first lead of the game. We have stoppage in play here. Substitution, and that's the fifth foul for Kimberly Martin. She will foul out, and coming in be number 13, Lauren Fowler. Croswell-Lexington inbounds pass from Persig to Mackenzie Denison. Denison at the point with 4:20 to go. She goes down the right lane, lays it up for two with a floater against Dykstra, no good. And Barr gets the rebound. Whistle was called. Be a foul from behind on number two, Emma Noe. 45-45 is your score. 4:16 to go. From the far side to throw it in, Ariana Keller, number 23 for the Yale Bulldogs, into Sadie Dykstra. 4:15 and counting in the game. It's 45-45, all tied up. Yale a possession for the girls team here. Over to Keller, to the right wing, to the right corner. The Fowler, bounce pass inside the bar. Bar's triple team and gives it away to Fowler. Loose ball, and we'll have a foul on Yale. On number 13, it looked like, Lauren Fowler with 3:59 to go. Two fouls for Fowler. It'll be Melody Persig to throw the ball in from the far baseline for the Pioneers. Another chance for them to possibly take the first lead of the game. It's all tied up, 45-45. Mackenzie Dennison with the dribble. Pass over to the right side to Persig in the right wing, three-point range. Goes to the right corner, driving the basket, floater for two. No, it pops out. Rebound by the Yale Bulldogs, 45-45. Sadie Dykstra with the dribble now over to the left corner. Driving to the glass. Nope, the hold up. To Dykstra, the bar. Back over, loose ball. And it'll be Krauselec to the Pioneers. Reach in foul by Dykstra. Fighting for the ball as it came loose. Mackenzie Dennison came up with it. And Sadie Dykstra will pick up the foul. It'll be five fouls now for Yale. And that sends Krauselec, Lexington Pioneers to the free throw line. Three fouls as a team for the Pioneers. Third foul for Dykstra. Five fouls on Yale as a team. First free throw up, and that's the first lead of the game for Krauselec, Lexington with a free throw, 46-45. Dennison with the free throw, seven straight points. 3:25 to go in the game. Second free throw good. It's a two-point lead, 47-45. Krauselec, Lexington takes the lead with the free throws. Dennison with both of them. Yale Bulldogs down by two now. They led the whole game up to this point. Whistle was called and via timeout. 3:11 to go, 47-45. Krauselec, Lexington leading with 3:11 to go. We'll be right back.
We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Welcome back. 47-45. Timeout called by Yale with 3:11 to go. And it will be Yale Bulldogs ball. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. Krauselec, Lexington leading by two in this comeback. Free throws and eight straight points by Mackenzie Dennison. Sadie Dykstra with the ball in the right corner. Underneath the glass, pitches it over. Pass underneath the number 13, Fowler drops it in to tie it back up, 47-47. At the 2:59 mark, Krauselec, Lexington with the ball. Persig at the high post. Three-point range back over to Dennison. Dennison, head fake to the left side. Triple team into the paint, up for two, no good. Rebound by Yale, bounce pass over to Fowler. Dykstra picks up the loose ball, up for two, no good. She gets back her own rebound, goes for a shot, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. This is her one, two, three, four, tie, fourth tie of the game here on the fourth. 47-47, Dykstra trying to take the lead. That one good. First free throw good. for Sadie Dykstra. 48-47. Yale takes back the lead. Second free throw up. Good. 49-47. 2:32 to go in the game. Dykstra with the free throws. Croswell Lexington with the dribble. They lead by two. 49-47. Yale with the lead against Croswell Lexington. Over to Emma Noll from Persig. Emma Noll with the dribble to the right side. 3-point range. Right wing. Pitches it into the paint. Stolen away by Sadie Dykstra. Pass intended for Dennison. Double team on Dykstra. Foul on Dennison. Stepping in front of Dykstra. And now that's five fouls. Third foul for Mackenzie Dennison. The fifth foul is a team for Croswell. And now the game will be sent to the free throw line. Timeout called by the Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. We'll be right back. 49-47, Yale with the lead against Pioneers.
This is Katie. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance would like to wish the Croslex Pioneers the best of luck in the game. While you are prepping for the big game, it's important to know that we have your back, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in our community, who you can rely on to help keep you covered no matter what. Whether you are traveling to an away game or listening from home, rest assured that Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance has your back. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life. Everything you value is safe, sound, and secure. It's a winning combination. Todd Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at Todd Insurance Agency in Croswell at 810-679-3371 or visit us online at toddinsurance.net. Best of luck, Croslex Pioneers, in the game.
Welcome back. Coming out of the timeout. Croswell Lexington calling the timeout. Yale Bulldogs at the free throw line after the foul by Dennison. That's the fifth foul as a team. That's why they're going sent to the free throw line. Dykstra with her first free throw, good. Now extend their lead by three. A big free throw there, 50-47 by Yale. 2:11 to go, second free throw, good. Two possession lead now, 51-47. Dykstra with the free throws. Huge free throws. Pioneers with the ball with 2 minutes to go in the game. Right low block, loose ball picked up, saved by Holes. Into Emma Noll, her pass or shot attempt deflected off to the left side of the glass. Rebounded by the Yale Bulldogs with 1:50 to go. Sadie Dykstra with the dribble. It's 51-47, 4-point lead. Two possession lead for Yale. Down to 1:40 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington really doesn't want to foul if they don't have to. Want to force Yale to shoot it, but they're going to just play keep away here with a 4-point lead. Just passing the ball around. Sadie Dykstra double teamed. Pass into the elbow. Right side. Cross court pass attempted. And Emma Noll steals it. And a foul committed by Fowler apparently after the steal with a cross court in the paint pass from, looked like Runnels into Fowler. And with that, five plus fouls, that sends Croswell Lexington to the free throw line. And it'll be Emma Noll now in the free throw line. First free throw up and good. 51-48. Down to a one possession lead. Noll with the free throw for Croswell Lexington with 1:20 to go. Timeout called. We'll be right back. 51-48. 1:20 to go in the game. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
Coming out of the timeout, first free throw was good by Emma Noah. Croswell Exton is 51-48, down to a one-possession lead, with Yale leading 51-48. Noah of her second free throw attempt. For second free throw, good, 51-49, two-point lead. Yale a possession after the free throw is made by Noah. Dykstra with it, goes to the left corner. Want to make a shot for two, and it drops in. Driving to the basket instead of killing time. She took it for two. Dykstra with 1:07 to go with the shot for the Yale Bulldogs. Croswell Lexington with the ball now with 1 minute to go in the game. Dennison moves into the paint. Up for two. Draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. And it most important with that foul, it stops the clock and sends Croswell Lexington to the free throw line. 53-49. It is a four-point lead, but trying to make it a one-possession lead with these free throw attempts by Dennison. Huge second half here for Seth Dennison. First free throw up, and no good. Ooh. Dennison misses that free throw. 56 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Second free throw attempt, no good. 53-49, both free throws, no good by Dennison with 50 seconds to go. Yale with the four-point lead, and they will be fouled, Dykstra, by Emma Noe. And Dykstra will go to the free throw line to try to extend this lead with 47.6 seconds to go in the game. Number four coming in the game, Brooke Bowlesby. Persig in the game, Ella McMillan in the game. Number two, Emma Noah as well. That was the fifth foul by Holes. Actually, Holes got called for the foul. She fouls out of the game. First free throw good, 54-49 by Dykstra. With the Yale Bulldogs leading, 54-49. Timeout called. We'll be right back.
Hi, Mark McGarry for More Motor Sales in Caro. Don't miss your chance to score a deal on a new car, truck, or SUV from More Motors in Caro. With slam dunk inventory specials and a wide selection of vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro, your all-star dealer of the thumb since 1965. Feel like an MVP and score big in the showroom, on our lot, and after the sale with award-winning service from the moment you step in the showroom to when you get back to your driveway. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro since 1965.
All right. You know this timeout serious when the girls get out of the chairs and you got your starting on the floor, sitting on the chair, and the coach is looking direct at them and drawing up a play on the marker board. And the girls surround the players on the floor right now, coming off on for the Yale Bulldogs to get prepared defensively against Croswell Exton. First free throw was good by Sadie Dykstra with her second free throw attempt. It's 54-49, 47.9 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw attempt up and good. 55-49, 6-point lead. Free throws by Dykstra. Croswell Exton with a dribble. Mackenzie Dennison with 40 seconds to go in the game. They're down by six. She'll go for, no, she'll hold up, looking at three. Pass over to Dennison again from number four. She'll drive to the basket, up for two, drives it in for two. She thought she was fouled, but she made the two, 55 the 51, down to 20 seconds left in the game. Driving to the basket, shot for two, good! Dykstra to the left side, to number 15 for two, down to 13 seconds. It's 57-51, long shot for two, no good. Rebounded by Yale and fouled by Noel from behind on Keller. It was number 15 making a two-point shot, Ariel Runnels, after the pass from Dykstra. With 13.7 seconds to go now, they were fouled after the rebound. And on the free throw line, number 22, Ariana Keller for the Yale Bulldog girls. They lead 57-51. First free throw up, no good. By Keller. With 8.3 seconds to go. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Croswell Lexington. 4 seconds to go here. Yell, coach telling them not to foul. Long shot for three, no good. And that's the game. What a battle here in the fourth quarter. An entertaining fourth quarter. The Yale Bulldog girls win this one and stay undefeated in Blue Water Area Conference Division and Conference. The Yale Bulldogs moved at 10-1 overall. Second loss in conference play here. What a battle by Croswell Lexington, but Yale Bulldogs just a little bit better tonight. 57-51, your final score. The Yale Bulldog girls defeating the Croswell Lexington Pioneer girls. We'll have our post-game report coming up here on WBGV 92.5. Yale defeating Croswell 57-51.
Did you know that Jeff's Marketplace in Lexington and Croswell has the highest quality meats and produce around? They're proud to offer you the most competitive prices on groceries, along with local friendly faces that serve you with a smile 7 days a week. A Jeff shopper is a happy shopper. Shop Jeff's Marketplace in Croswell and Lexington for all your grocery needs.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'd like to congratulate the Pioneers and their victories. We support CrosLex. We support our community.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing, all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right. Free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. We've already had a couple of good-sized snowfalls, and there's more on the way. So be ready with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment. Whatever size driveway or walkway that you have to plow, there's a Toro snowblower to fit your needs. Buy the 18-inch 518 ZE model for just $579. Save on the Toro 21-inch Power Clear model, complete with battery and charger, just $699. For those big jobs, Tri-County Equipment has the 24-inch Power Max model with heavy-duty two-stage blower. It also comes complete with batteries and charger. It's sale tagged at $15.99. Of course, all purchases are backed by Tri-County's factory-trained service department. Tackle winter the right way with a Toro snowblower from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Marlette, Carroll, Bad Axe, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Reese, Saginaw, and Auburn Hills.
Welcome back to the Pulse Game Report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. It is the win, 57-51, for the Yale Bulldog girls over the Cross-Lexington Pioneer girls. Well, free throw shooting. A lot of free throws in this game for Cross-Lexington. Pretty good. Not bad. A lot better than they were against Armada. They were 19 of 25 for free throws. Your leading scorer, Mackenzie Dennison, heck of a game. 27 points. She had 18 in the second half as well. The leading scorer here for the Cross-Lexington Pioneers. 7 points in the second half for McMillan. She had 9 points to finish for the game. Also, we had 4 points in the second half for Emma Noe to bring her total to 9 as well. Also, we had 2 more points for Brooke Bowlesby, her only 2 points of the game. Those were free throws. 7 more points in the second half for McMillan, as I said, makes her total to 9. Other leading scorers, 4 points for Natalie Holes, who had foul trouble herself in the game. That's 27 points, your leading scorer for Mackenzie Dennison. For free throw shooting, she had a lot. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Made 10 out of 10 out of 14 free throws for Mackenzie Dennison in this loss for Cross-Lexington. 57-51, that's your leading scores for Cross-Lexington. 27 points for Mackenzie Dennison in this game, 18 in the second half. And 19 of 25 free throws as a whole, unofficially here, for the Cross-Lexington Pioneers in their loss to the Yale Bulldogs. They tied it up a couple times in this game in the fourth, too. And in fact, Cross-Lexington took the lead briefly in this game. With 3:25 to go, where Dennison scored 8, I believe, straight points in her free throws, were able to take the lead for Cross-Lexington, 47-45, before Yale was able to tie it up again with Fowler making a 2-point shot at the 2:59 mark. And they hanged onto the lead at that point for the most part after that. Now, Cross-Lexington tied it up again. Fowler tied it up. And then Yale took back the lead with the free throws by Dykstra at the 232 mark to make it 49-47. That's where they maintain the lead. But Croswell-Lexington had to lead briefly, 47-45, with about 3:11 left in the game before Yale called a timeout. And both teams have five fouls in the fourth quarter, would enable them to go to the line for the most part in the fourth quarter. So free throws were very important in this game for both teams. And some big shots made from the paint. When we come back, your leading scores from the winning team, the Yale Bulldogs, who take this win 57-51. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb cellular.
McKenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. McKenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mckenziehealth.org/MRI.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Welcome back. The post-game report continues. Our point leaders for the winning team, the Yale Bulldog girls, defeating the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers 57-51 is your final score. Again, this game was tied a couple times in the fourth quarter. Croswell-Lexington battled back, but they come up short. Quite a battle. Quite a battle in this game. In fact, kind of reviewing, looking at my notes here, 44-34 at the end of the third quarter. And just Croswell-Lexington continued to chip away in this game. And we're able to get those ties in the fourth quarter. The first tie happened 41-41 at the 6:32 mark in the fourth quarter. Denison making those shots. Another tie, 43-43. At the 5:41 mark, Denison with a two-point shot there, and she had quite a run. 45-45, another tie at the 4:39 mark, all because of Denison as well. She was by far the leading scorer, player of the game, despite the losing effort, with 27 total points. Croswell-Lexington took the lead 47-45 with the free throws by Denison at the 3:25 mark. Timeout was called at 3:11. But the free throws and a big shot. She only had 2 points in the game. It was Lauren Fowler making a huge two-point shot in the paint to extend this lead by four for the Yale Bulldogs. Yale Bulldogs, 5-for-6 in the first quarter, or the first half, for free throw shooting, 12-of-13 in the second half. 17-of-19 free throws. You heard that right. 17-of-19 for free throws. Sadie Dykstra, your leading scorer in this game, 21 points. Second leading scorer, well, we have a three-way tie. 8 points for Aubrey Churchill. All eight in the first half. 8 points for Alyssa Barr. 8 points for Ariel Runnels. 7 points for Ariana Keller. Five in the second half for her. 3 points for Kimberly Martin. 2 points for Lauren Fowler. Those are your scores for the Yale Bulldogs. The player of the game for Yale is Sadie Dykstra. 21 points total, 14 in the second half. And looking, her free throw wise, for Sadie Dykstra, she did not miss a free throw in the second half. She made all eight free throws in the second half. She was 3 of 4 in the first half for free throw shooting. So great free throw shooting by Sadie Dykstra in this game for the Yale Bulldogs, who take the win and move to 10-1 overall, undefeated in the standings. Up next for the Yale Bulldog girls, they'll be playing a non-conference game against a very good, tough Linden team. They'll be at Linden on the 21st of this month. That'll be on Tuesday. They'll have a league game coming up on the 24th, a week from tonight. Home game against Richmond, and the big showdown on the 28th. That's on a Tuesday. Home game against Armada. A battle for first place in that game. Armada is playing North Branch tonight. Crosby Lexington themselves, they fought a 2 losses in conference play. Up next, they'll have North Branch on the 23rd next week on Thursday. Then on the 28th, they'll be at Elmont and Emily City on the 31st. The rematch between these two teams will be on February 14th, and that will be at Yale for Crosby Lexington. A lot of work for Crosby Lexington. If they want to get back in this, they got to beat Armada, they got to beat Yale, and they need help as well. But Yale Bulldogs, congrats to them. They moved to 6-0 in conference play, 10-1 overall, while Crosby Lexington falls to 8-2 overall and 3-2 in conference play. They have pretty good schedule here, too. They're playing Kingston. Interesting game there. Kingston, one of the best teams, I would say, in the Big Thunder Conference, despite their size as well. All right. Again, your player of the game for Yale Bulldogs, the winning team, Sadie Dykstra, 21 points, as Yale wins over Crosby Lexington, 57-51. And your player of the game for Croswell, Mackenzie Dennison. Whew. 27 points for Mackenzie Dennison, despite the loss for Croswell. Yale wins this one 57-51. Wrapping it up for our game tonight. High school girls basketball next week, Thursday and Friday. Thursday girls will be Sandusky at Brown City, and boys, Sandusky at Brown City on WBTV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to Sports Line on Tuesday evening, 5:30 p.m. for a recap of this and all the other weekly games with Mike Gallagher of the Sand Lake County News and myself on WMIC. 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday for Tuesday Sports Line. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5 FM.
In the Lakeshore on M25 or motoring down M90. It's always a good ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV FM. Marlette.